I'll go for 5 more minutes and we'll take a short break. What I'm doing this each week is in these handouts I'm putting just a sort of brainstorming, basically some questions, observations, just things to consider. So if anything stands out to you, feel free to mull it over the next week or two. But there's definitely, and I'm also including in this week's handouts a scale by Paul Gilbert. I included his fear of compassion before. This is his fear of self-compassion. And Kristen Neff's scale as well. It's a self-compassion scale.
So once we do this, what do we scale it against?
Well, if you actually want to take it, I use these as a sort of tools for understanding the concept. If you want to take Kristen Neff's scale, I'll have a link on there. She has an online version. You can click and she'll give you a score and everything. Yeah, you can gently accept. And Paul Gilbert's, here's his fears of self-compassion. I like to use this as ideas that might pop up in the context of the meditation. Such as, if I'm self-compassionate, does that mean I'm being self, this is an example. Does self-compassion mean I'm being self-absorbed? Am I being selfish? Should I feel guilty about, because many of us, myself at least, was taught to not focus on yourself, and so these sort of resistances will naturally pop up for many of us. So I use his scale a lot just to kind of, if you read those 10 items, one or two of them might hit you like, oh yeah, that I kind of believe that. And I encourage you to kind of play with that belief over the week, 2 weeks.
It's not to test ourselves and see if we get better every week.
No.
Neff,
N-E-F-F, and I'll have links up to her stuff, but N-E-F-F, Kristen Neff. All right, I'm about to give another little spiel about self-compassion. Let's take a 5-minute break, and then we'll talk a little more about self-compassion and do a practice, and then talk about it a little bit going into how we'll work with it. Thank you. I'd like to start at 6:57, like 7:05, so if we make it pretty quick.